Applications open at midday for 94 new cost rental apartments in County Wicklow. The scheme in Delgany was managed by the Land Development Agency, which was set up to maximise the number of affordable and social homes on public land. John Coleman, the Chief Executive of the LDA, joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. Thanks for having me on.
How much is the rent on these new homes and who's eligible to apply?
So today we're releasing 94 new homes onto the market for cost rental, which means that the rents are derived from the costs. So there's significant discount to market. There's a number of one-bed homes that are being launched at 1,220 a month. There's two-bed homes that are 1,445 a month, and then a few three-beds at 1,530. In the main, they're ones and two-beds.
So how were these levels decided? Because 1,220 for a one-bedroom apartment, while it's probably below the market rate, it doesn't sound ultra cheap.
It's significantly below the market rate, and the rents are derived from the costs. So the idea behind cost rental is that they can be sustained and managed and maintained on an ongoing basis, that the more homes can be delivered on an ongoing basis. So that's how the rents are set, but they are affordable. The target market is those that have a household income of less than 53,000 a month, 53,000 per annum net, and the rent per month should be about 35% of a household's net income. So these amounts fall below that. So they are affordable. They're a much better option for people that qualify than the market, which would be at least 30% higher. So we think it's a very good proposition for people that are stuck in the trap where they don't qualify for social housing but can't afford private market rents either.
Who owns these apartments? Who's the landlord?
So the owner is the Land Development Agency. So there's two ways that we deliver, but the same outcome. Ultimately, we deliver by developing directly on state lands. So we're working on delivering schemes that can deliver about 5,000 homes on state land development. Another way that we deliver is how we came into acquisition of these homes, which is through an initiative we call Project Tussock, which is where homes aren't being built quickly enough or at all, where there are planning consented sites, and we enter agreements with the landowner to deliver affordable housing on those land, which the LDA will own, the state will own, essentially, for the very long term. So it's the same outcome, two different methods of delivery.
Right, so the state will own them for the very long term. This won't be a case of, say, as was in the past with local authority houses, where after a while people were able to buy the house.
No, that's not the intention. The strategy here is, of course, to supply affordable housing in the immediate term to people that qualify, but also for the state to build up a bank of affordable homes that it can let on an ongoing basis. So the plan is not to sell them after a certain period of time. The plan is to keep them into perpetuity and state ownership, and they could be released to people on an ongoing basis and recycled as well as people move on eventually. Even though the tenancies are open-ended, people, of course, will move on, plans will change, I'm sure, throughout people's lives, and they'd be re-released back to qualifying households again and the cycle start again.
What if someone's salary increases substantially while they're living in one of these homes? Will they have to move on?
No, it's a one-time entry test. We are targeting on those that qualify on the day. Of course, over time, people's circumstances might improve. The intention isn't that they would stay here forever, but it would be a long-term solution for people as well at the same time. But it's a one-time entry test. We don't retest for income on an ongoing basis.
And applicants, they can't be in receipt of any housing supports, including HAP. Why not?
That's correct. So we're targeting what you might have heard termed squeeze middle. So it's those that don't qualify for social housing, but really struggle with rents the way they are at the moment in the private sector, which are, as you know, quite high. Up until now, you qualify for quite a lot or nothing at all. And what this is trying to do is to provide a fair deal for those that are stuck in the middle. So there are different state bodies targeting social housing delivery, local authorities, state-funded bodies like housing associations. But the LDA in particular is delivering some social housing, but in particular is targeting the squeeze middle, the affordable piece.
I think it's fair to say that you're likely to be inundated with applications today. How many homes have been provided so far under Project Tussock?
So we, to date, including these homes, we have provided about 180. But this is the start of the programme. We will have a regular drumbeat of releases of homes like this almost on a month-to-month basis. So we, between the direct delivery on state lands, which would be mainly for affordable housing with some social as well, but also through this initiative, Project Tusik, between them, they'll deliver about 10,000 homes in total.
Over what sort of a time frame?
With Project Tusik, which is how these homes have been delivered, 5,000 out to 2026. So about that'll work out at about 1,200 per annum. So this year, we will be in the high hundreds. We will have about 750 homes delivered, probably into the around the 1,250 next year, and from there on after, until we hit a run rate eventually for the LDA of about 2,000 homes per annum. But the run rate is really ramping up, and this initiative and previous releases that we've made of cost rental homes over the past couple of months is really a start. But this is how we intend to continue regular releases of homes on an almost monthly basis.
When and where then will the next ones be available? Because as I said, I have a feeling you're going to be inundated today.
Yeah, unfortunately, we will be. So we've had about we've been heavily oversubscribed for our previous releases. We expect the same for this one because it is such a good value product for people. And but I'm glad to say that we have a good pipeline, a really good pipeline of schemes coming on stream. So we'll have homes released later on this year in City West, in Selbridge, in Hansfield, in West Dublin, in Leixlip, Tala, Kiltearn, and various others. So we've got a strong pipeline of where we've contracted or commercially agreed terms with partners to deliver about 1,600 homes. Then on top of that, the state lands delivery that are under construction at the moment will start releasing homes out to the market next year. So there's a strong pipeline building. I appreciate that there's a lot of people out there listening probably that will be
saying, why can't you move a bit more quickly as well?
Well, that's it. But I would say we are moving as quickly as possible. We appreciate the need out there. We see it firsthand in terms of dealing with our customers about the volume of need that's out there. So we're pushing on very strongly, and the regular release of homes will start to dig into that undeniable need that's out
there. All right. John Coleman, Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's